Ready for another round? It's Bruise Day Tuesday. Here's Drez and Big Nate.
Way better than me.
And Eric Lewis is in the house. He let it be known. It is Bruise Day Tuesday right here in Studio B, baby. We are. You better believe it. That's what it stands for. We got Eric Lewis, home brewer over there in Blacksburg. Although, based on all the merch that he's bestowed upon us, we got the glasses, we got the koozie. Great color choice for the koozie, by the way. Nice little, I might be mistaken, but is that burnt orange and Chicago maroon colors?
That would be it.
where do I know those colors from?
So we went from stout to Mexican lager to now, and I'm assuming, is this why you picked Smashing Pumpkins as a nice segue for this beer?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what am I pouring?
Yeah, so this is a pumpkin porter brewed with canned pumpkin, actually brewed it with some sort of pumpkin, which a lot of the pumpkin beers out there now are just spices.
Mm-hmm.
Threw a little bit of spice in at the end to help it out, but also brewed it with some lactose sugar so it wouldn't ferment out to make it a little creamy. Just to throw it out there, it's a little older. I mean, it is a pumpkin beer.
Yeah, so you've been sitting on these, the pumpkin beers, the shelf life, I guess it's, you know, it depends on the pumpkin beer, I suppose. So I'm assuming, was this your first go at a pumpkin, or have you done a couple of them in the past?
That was my, I've done a couple of them in the past.
Mm. Mm-hmm. ABV?
ABV is around 6. Like I said, it could be a 6 or 6.5. Measured it at a 6. Give or take a little, being a home brewer.
Okay. Maybe bring the microphone a little closer to you. Or yes, later. Yeah, I can taste that. It does taste, and immediately I'm like, this is more to my liking. And I don't know if it's just the ABV or is it smooth. It is got some nice pumpkin notes to it. So one of the things I did want to ask you is, you know, I know one of the things that when it comes to home brewing is obviously, you know, you're brewing, you have some friends over, you share some beers with these people, whatever. Have you entered into any like contests? I know that I think Brewdo does some like home brewing categories and stuff. Have you tried any of that sort of stuff with your beers?
I have. I've sent off to a couple. A couple of them were not so, like I said, be honest with me when you have the beers.
Yeah. They were brutally honest.
They were brutally honest. But folks tell me it's the same thing. You know, I go back to patience. You know, don't give up if something doesn't work out exactly the way you want. You actually learn because you get the notes back of these professional certified beer judges that judge your beer.
Well, I know it can be tough with those too because they are very, like you said, not only critical, but it has to be like exactly in the category that you're entering it to, or they're just going to, they'll be like, no, you know, this is disqualified or whatever, or you just get just terrible marks because you're not doing it to the T. I guess it depends on how, I'm mainly thinking of, you know, the world beer, what's that one called? The big one. You should know this. Come on. Help a brother.
Well, there's a national homebrew competition.
Okay, not the homebrew.
I think
they about the big
BAC,
one. The
brewer, the yeah, brewer yeah. Association.
Thank you. Yeah, they're big sticklers, of course. But you know, if you're talking homebrews, you think they would have a little bit more leeway.
Nah, I'm telling you, they'll let you know. I mean, those guys know what they're doing, and you get the feedback. So, you know, and I read around a little bit about sending it off the first time, and they were like, just the articles I read were like, don't get disappointed. You might think you're great, and you send it off, and you're brought back down to earth really quick.
Yeah,
I sent one off to an Oktoberfest out in Wisconsin. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It was, I thought it was decent. I thought it was pretty good beer,
well,
but it was.
That is Wisconsin.
You're also sending a beer all the way to Wisconsin. Like how do you package it?
Very carefully. And
I mean, I feel like that would be a huge factor in itself.
You just send it and hope for the best. Yeah. I mean, you got a bubble wrap, but there's ways to do it.
But like, I mean, I'm assuming if you're brewing the beer, you want to keep it cold to keep it properly tasting proper, right?
And this is once when I bottle condition it. If I know I'm going to send one off, I'll bottle condition it versus the keg.
Okay.
So it stays warm.
Okay.
So when it ships, nothing really affects it while it's shipping unless it busts, which has happened to me the first time I sent it off. Fortunately, they were nice enough to email me back and said, hey, one of your bottles busted in the mail. So I had to learn a valuable lesson on that one as well. So. Mm-hmm. The ones that I've sent off to have have been valuable in the way that you get the notes back. You get all the scores, you get everything.
And so, and they detailed notes.
Mm-hmm.
Detailed okay, notes. That's good.
And there's actually, you know, they have to, the ones that I've entered, they put their email down there. If you have a question, you can actually email the guy and say, hey, what did you see or not see mm-hmm. here? The best luck I've had, I sent one up to State College, Pennsylvania, my winter warmer, which I actually happened to have it with me, but sent it up there. Had no idea. This was the first one I had ever entered. Just picked it offline, sent it, ended up winning a blue ribbon for it. So,
oh, wow.
So I was pretty impressed with that one.
I might need to try that blue ribbon here in just a second. So when it comes to these, is there any sort of a cost for entry? Just you pay to ship them the beer and... You know what? Maybe I need to start my own beer.
We should start a competition.
Start a competition. That's not a bad idea.
No entry fee. Just send us beer.
Yeah, just send me beer. I'm fine with that. I'll drink your beer.
Let me know when you do that. No, they there is an entry fee.
$8,
$10, whatever it is.
Nothing too crazy.
That's not prohibitive.
And it usually goes to the homebrew chapter that's putting it together. And stuff like that. So, and there is, you know, I talk about homebrew chapters. There is a New River Valley Brewers Guild here. They're trying to revamp it and get it rolling again, but it's all on Facebook. So if anybody's interested there.
So is it just sort of like you get together every month or so and you just kind of talk brewing beer?
They usually have.
I'm assuming there's beer involved.
There is definitely beer involved. And the ones I've been to, three or four of the last few, have been quite entertaining. A bunch of guys get around, guys and ladies as well.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of bring everything together and set it on the table and. You know,
so do you have to be a brewer to join, I guess, maybe if you're even just interested?
I mean, if you're interested, you just jump on the Facebook page and, you know, just follow along. There's...
And what is this Facebook page that I need to join?
Drez and I are going to walk in like looky-loos.
No, it's the New River Valley Homebrewers Guild. So it's cool. You can learn stuff. I mean, and like I said, it kind of died off for a while. But they're picking it back up. There's a couple folks in town that host the meetings, and I actually hosted one last summer, which is hard to get everybody together in the summer because of vacations and stuff like that. But at least with the Facebook group, you can get on, you can watch, you can learn, and you know, valuable information going through there as well. So there's so many resources out there now to learn how to do it.
So I'm going to say this now with one final sip of the pumpkin left. This has been my favorite so far.
That's the quickest I've ever seen you drink a pumpkin beer.
I'm very thirsty. And I know we have two more beers to drink and we're already running quite long. So I'm going to give this a 4.75. I'm going to leave a little room for, because I got a feeling you got a couple more
beers.
There's
a five in the bag.
There might be a five in that bag. We'll see. So can you pass me that winter warmer you were talking about? And then I'm going to ask you a question about.
I actually have a question if you.
Okay. I'll let Nate ask a question finally. You can do that.
So you mentioned that you get these notes back and, you know, it's one of those don't get defeated, don't beat yourself down. But how immediately are you reanalyzing your process? Like, is it one of those situations where, you know, I've got this in the keg, I've got this ready to go. So I've got to wait and think and perseverate on it. Or are you just like, you know what, let's throw it at the wall like spaghetti, see what sticks.
Both ways. You know, sometimes it's a little tough to get over and you got to get over your, you know, your beat down at first, but a lot of times you just get up, dust yourself off and get going at it again and try it. But the Oktoberfest, I haven't tried it again just because it's, you know, it's not that season and I've filed my notes away. I know what I've got to do. I think I know what I did wrong the last time. So try it again and see what happens and go from there.
Are you going to send it back to Wisconsin?
I think I'm done with that group.
Were they like just really mean about it? Or was it just...
And a big thing, the style, it just wasn't up to the style code.
Okay. You know,
it just wasn't there.
Yeah.
Wasn't there. And there again, the first go around, I thought, let's try it.
So what's your favorite thing about brewing beer?
My favorite thing is just making something on your own. And when you pop the bottle when it's actually
ready to
drink. I made that.
Yeah.
And guess what? You can't get this anywhere but here. But in my garage is the only place.
To get this exact, anything that tastes exactly like this. That's what I always think. It's got to be rewarding.
Stamp of pride.
And I don't go to the grocery stores. I may have said this earlier, but I don't go to the grocery stores and browse up and down, you know, the aisles. and looking for different beer. I don't do that anymore, because why do it when you have six drafts taps in your garage? Yeah. And you make it, and you know, you can share it, you can do whatever. And
you were mentioned earlier, you said you know, oh, that's another $100 or whatever. How cost effective is brewing your own beer?
It used to be awesome.
Yeah.
It used to be,
unlike everything else,
until it really got involved.
Got expensive.
Last year and a half, it just, you know, the grain got, everything just went up.
Everything.
And it kind of did, you get mad when you walk into the store and you see a beer that's brewed down the street at the local brewery, and it's used to be $10 and now it's $12-13, and you're like, I'm not paying for that. But people don't realize that their costs have gone up too.
Yeah, everything's just going up.
And in order to do it, you got to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And supporting these local craft guys out here, that's, I mean.
So I know you're saying you don't go down to the grocery store, but you do frequent breweries.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When I go on vacation, that's the first thing I'm looking for.
I'm right there with you.
That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm ready to go. And
what's the best brewery, your favorite brewery you've ever been to?
Oh, man.
I'll even help you. On vacation, what's a standout, like where you went somewhere, went to a brewery, whether it was a destination brewery or one you just didn't even know about that was a gem?
Actually, the coolest one I think I've been to out in Colorado. I did a little stint out there.
There's breweries in Colorado?
Just a few.
Yeah.
Coors.
But there used to be a TV Molson show on way back, and they went around to different breweries in the state, but they showed the new Belgian brewery, you know, with the bicycle and the car and
okay,
everything.
Okay, so that's also my favorite brewery I've visited, but not the Colorado version, the Asheville flavor.
Oh.
Maybe it's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get there someday.
I haven't been to the one in Asheville.
There's a slide.
Oh.
And free beer.
Free beer? If you do the tour, you get like one beer or something?
Yeah, but they're
real. They can't just be giving out free beer.
They're real loosey-goosey with it.
Really? All right, I'm going to Asheville. That sounds awesome.
I need to head there too.
Yeah, you might need to, man. That's awesome. Mm. So tell me about this winter warmer here. This is the one you got the blue ribbon for, right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. This is the one that I sent off, and I just sent it off to see what happened. And it was funny because I sent it off. My wife's like, do you? I said, I have no idea. Like, I'm just sending it off, see what happens and see where I rank up there. And they post them online. So we happened to, that Sunday, the judging, everything was on Saturday. They announced it on Sunday. So I said, let's just grab us a beer. Let's go to Eastern Nevada, grab us a beer, hang out there. And I was just kept scrolling my phone. She said, what are you doing? I said, they're announcing, they're putting them up, and they put them up by categories on their webpage. And, you know, they got to that one and I looked down, I looked up, and I said a few.
Holy.
Yeah. Holy, and she goes, what? And, you know, my two girls were sitting there, and I said, holy. And my wife's like, and by the time the two girls are looking at me going, what, Dad?
What's going on? Yeah.
And I said, holy, one more time, third time. I turned it around and I showed my wife my phone, and she goes, holy. And it was like, and then the girls were like, oh, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I told them, I said, it may never happen again. I said, but just remember, your dad will always be remembered as a blue ribbon home brewing.
I just want to point out, Pabst has been riding blue ribbon since 1892.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can ride that for a long time.
So you've got some mileage. You've got at least 100 years.
And that's what I told him. I said, they can't take it away from me now.
Mm-hmm.
I may never do it again, and I probably won't do it
again. They ship that to you? Is that hanging up in your garage?
It is hanging up in the garage.
Yeah.
If you check out my Instagram page at Elu's Brews, I've got all that. I'll have to let folks in if they want to join in on it, because there's so much stuff out there. I have to pick and choose who.
Sorry, I've been saying Lewis. Is it Elu's?
L-E-S?
I saw the little beer thing up there. I thought it was an I. My eyes were deceiving
me. It's E-Blue Ribbon.
Oh, okay. Elu's. Man, my bad. I've been saying it wrong. But your last name is Lewis, right?
Lewis, correct.
Okay, so that's where it kind of came from, Elu's.
So my sister, yeah, whatever that would be.
Your sister? I think that would be your sister.
My sister-in-law. My sister-in-law always called me Elu ever since she met me. So it just kind of stuck.
Okay, and that makes more sense because that now it rolls off Elu's Brews.
Elu's Brews.
That makes way more. Why didn't you correct me? You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Just let it go.
Yeah. Well, that's something you might want to have properly out there. Oh, okay. He's saying my brewery wrong. Okay. This is going well.
But I will tell you, like, we're going to have to fix it because there's a lot of folks that see it that way as well. So I'm kind of used to it now. And
it's probably the
it's the little beer pint over the
end of the W.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful logo.
Well, now that I'm looking at it all, this, it's not as...
So I think...
On the glass, it looks like Elu's Brews because the beer bottle is bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think you change anything.
I was looking at your shirt. Yeah, I would keep it.
I think this is a learning exercise, and if anyone says Elu, really, just point them to this minute of this.
And I bet anybody podcast. That thinks that it's because they know your name and they just think it's...
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's why. So.
And we had the apostrophe in there first, and I said, well, let's make it a beer mug.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like the little beer mug. I like the little beer mug. But I thought the little beer mug was the, was it a tilde, the little dot above the I? That's what I thought the little beer mug was, rather than an apostrophe.
You throw some umlauts in there?
Yeah, there we go.
Real metal.
Oh, man, so this winter warmer's going down nice, but we got another beer to drink, so we might need to... I need to chug this bad, this blue ribbon here. So,
oh, I also never scored the pumpkin porter.
Mm.
I feel like it's worth mentioning. That's another one of my least favorite styles, the pumpkin beers. But man, out of the park again, 4.5.
See, and here's the other thing: the scores get better the more you feed us beer. If you haven't realized,
there might be
a correlation there. I don't know.
No, I gave the salty salamander. 4.75. That's so far right off been the standout.
Okay, so that's been your favorite. Well, what about the winter warmer? Did you try that?
Yes.
You were drinking that, right?
You hadn't scored it yet, but that's a 4.25.
The winter warmer, the pumpkin was a little better in my book, so I'm going to pop it down 0.25 to 4.5, but this is still very good. I can see why you can get a blue ribbon for this. How many of those sort of contests do you enter, or have you entered?
Not very many. 3 or 4. Yeah. I just, you know, because it's...
Is it just like when you make a beer and you're like, this is pretty damn good, I should enter it somewhere?
Yep.
And then you just see what the most... See which one's coming up?
Most of them, you got to have them so far in advance.
Oh, really?
Most of them. But you can find one here and there that you can, you know, bottle it up and go. But then again, it's... You're paying for somebody to judge your beer, which I don't pay for anybody to judge my beer in my garage.
No.
Like, so the only thing you're not getting is a medal or... So if it's all about the medals, then sure, then enter everyone that they're again Instagram. There's people in there that enter all the time and they're putting their medals up, this. And I'm not really.
You're not an actual brewery.
Right.
I could see the appeal of that and be like, oh, come try our silver medal, this, that, and the other. There's a reason, but you know, you got nothing to prove.
So is there a scenario where you're registering for a contest and you don't have the beer ready because you mentioned it's months in advance and you're like tailoring it?
Not yet. I usually, if I have one ready to go, like you said, and I know, hey, it's pretty good, everybody's gave it decent reviews, that's when I'll do it. I haven't made one specifically for an event to send off and go. To me, there again, it's almost like a business. Like you're trying to just...
Yeah, then you're catering. You'd rather brew what you want to brew, and if it's good, it's good.
And have what I have in a garage and just be happy about it. I mean, it is. Don't get me wrong. It's fun when you do get rewarded like that, but, you know, it's not
why you're doing it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's...
I just realized we popped this last one, and I don't even know what it is. What do we got?
That is the coffee stout.
Coffee. And, oh, there we go.
You're going to love it, Drez.
And these were...
Yeah, I don't know about this one. We'll
these
see.
Were... these last three were brewed a while ago. So, I mean, that's... I was worried, kind of worried about the age of them.
The last two have been fantastic. So, but I'm not a big stout guy, as I mentioned. So.
This is
and I don't drink coffee.
Right so. In my wheelhouse.
I'm going to go ahead and take a small pour on this one, and we'll see where we go. But
what's the ABV on this?
I have no idea. It's got to be around a 6.
I can definitely smell the coffee.
Because there again, if you drink a couple of them, you're definitely.
Yeah, I could see it.
It smells like it's two of my favorite things, coffee and beer.
But it's definitely coffee. You can say that.
All right, I'm going to deviate just because It randomly popped in my head. I'm assuming with your line of work, you're a Tech fan.
Absolutely.
You got a pro football team that you support?
I do, but I'm not sure I want to talk about them right now. And it's not the Commanders.
He's a Cowboys
fan. Everybody usually goes Commanders.
Well, that's me, I guess, if that's what they're known.
No, he's a Miami Dolphins fan.
No, never.
Really? Is it because Dan Marino went to Pitt?
I mean, Dan Marino has something to do with it, but I'm a big John Elway guy. The Denver Broncos.
Oh, Broncos.
You know, the laughing stock of the NFL right now. But they're figuring it out. They're going
right
to make it
now,
work.
But
they're going to make it work.
Their legacy.
They're going to make it work. Yeah, that's, you know, I don't like living in the past, but unfortunately for the last 7-8
that's
years.
That's what you got to do.
That's where we've been. And, you know, thank goodness for Peyton Manning in that 2015 year. So.
Yeah.
But we're going to get back.
I am a Washington fan, so yeah, you're not getting any sympathy from me, man.
I mean, I guess you could be a Panthers fan.
Oh, well. You kind of forget about, you know, because around here you think there would be more Panthers fans. We're closer to Bank of America Stadium than we are FedEx, but you don't see a whole lot of those, do you?
I have a long, drawn-out theory on all that. It's the TV deals. Like, there's a lot of Braves fans in the area. You know why? Because the Braves were carried forever. The Atlanta Braves baseball. But
I guess that theory will hold water. The test will be 10 years, 15 years from now, because nobody even has TV anymore.
I think it's going to die off and it's going to change. And
yeah. Well, that is interesting. I never thought about that.
Sports will be much more interesting.
Okay. All right, let's get back to beer. I don't know, you know, beer and sports, they kind of go hand in hand. And we're Studio B, by the way, is the talk studio, which we have a local sports show. So there's just a lot of jerseys. That's what spawned that question. So, and also, you know, signing day the other day. And I don't know, I'm feeling pretty good. You're always hopeful at the beginning of the season, whether, especially as a Tech fan, you know how it is. Yeah. You're always hopeful. And then, you know. Sometimes the hope dwindles, but do you do?
Talking back to the NFL, we haven't been hopeful. We've been a pretty tough fan base.
You set your expectations low, and then you know, then you're not disappointed, and that's not a bad way to do it. Well, this has been a lot of fun. I wish we could talk forever, but I might need to wrap this up. I'm sorry. I really wanted to have that winter warmer last. I did suggest that.
You did.
Now we're ending with the stout, or maybe I'm the one that said to do this one last, but either way, this is not my favorite of yours, but luckily I think there's still more of that pumpkin. So I might finish this one real quick and then get back to the pumpkin. I'll give this one, this is probably my least favorite. I'm not gonna lie. I don't drink coffee. I don't really like stouts. This is probably just a three and a half for me. I'm still going to drink it. Of course it's beer and I appreciate you bringing it to me, but you brew better beers than this. In my opinion. And like you said, I guess it's been sitting for a little bit, so maybe that's a factor as well.
I'm going to make up for his opinion. 5. Straight 5.
There it is. Whoa.
I love coffee.
Whoa.
I love stouts.
He's just being nice.
No. There's a beer from Star Hill. That's one of those like go-tos for me anytime I see it.
The Rooster?
The Red Rooster.
Red Rooster.
And they make it with... Red Rooster coffee and in Floyd.
And, that's a good point. What coffee did you use with this?
I believe this was Dunkin' Donuts.
So you don't even need to use the good coffee.
American runs on it, baby.
Because I've used Dunkin'. I've used a Star. Like the first time I ever did a coffee, I used like a Starbucks heavy dark, and it was okay. But I mean, it's coffee. It's coffee and a beer.
That's.
As long as
it's not Folgers.
So this is right up your alley, though, right? This is.
Oh yeah.
Do you drink coffee?
Oh yeah.
Do you like stouts?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it's straight 5.
It's definitely darker the better.
Your
for me.
Pint of beer, I should say.
Yeah, okay. I'm all aboard on this, and don't change anything about that.
Well,
ignore Drez's opinion.
We were lucky enough to. Get to try a plethora of your beers. Obviously, you're not an actual, you don't have a brewery open, but, you know, people could just pop by your garage, right? The regular, you want to just give out
What's
your
the
address?
For all of us?
My wife told me, please don't do that. Please.
But is there anywhere to get your beer at all, or try it? Join that group, maybe that Facebook group.
Join that group, yeah. And there again, the meetings that we have, everybody brings it. And I mean, the first meeting I went to.
And do you have any prospects to do it at all commercially, or put it in? Like I said, I mean, I don't know, beer festivals or anything like that. Or
see, with my job, I'm a busy guy. Go. So. When I retire, I'm going to have something to do. There could be something down the road.
It's a great thing to do.
You know, I'm just trying to perfect everything I can right now.
Perfect your retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like that. It's a good attitude.
All right. Well, where can people find you? I know you mentioned your Instagram earlier, but is that the...
Instagram. I've got Instagram at Elu's Brews. There's also a little Twitter, Elu's Brews as well, but I don't really post a lot on it.
Well, it's actually called X now. That's how out of date you are with the Twitter.
so it's kind of, you know, I like posting the pictures and people enjoy seeing that kind of stuff all the time. So that's why I choose the Instagram place. So
fair enough. Well, thank you so much for coming in and bringing in the beers, man. I really appreciate it. Next week.
Before you go, I actually brought you guys something here.
Oh, what do you got?
As
if you haven't given us enough already. We got all these I'm assuming this koozie is for me to keep because I collect koozies. I'm definitely keeping that.
No.
That's my koozie. You got to give that back.
You got to have t-shirts to wear here.
Awesome, man.
So
hell yeah.
I got you guys.
Sweet.
I hope I got the sizes right, but
I'll be a schmedium. Definitely be a schmedium.
Rock that thing around town when people
You even got it on the sleeve. I like that.
People ask you what is that? Say, maybe one of these days.
That's good. You know, I have more t-shirts than you can imagine. But this is a nice one, dude. That one's definitely going right in to rotation.
Maybe on one of the next Brews Day Tuesdays you can be rocking the shirt.
I will.
That'd be awesome.
I generally try and wear beer shirts, although today I'm going Fender because of trying to match, you know, and stuff. But all right, we digress, dude. That's a wrap on Brews Day Tuesday. Thank you so much, Eric, for coming in and sharing the beer.
Thanks again.
Elu's Brews, baby. Keep an ear/tongue out for him. I shouldn't have said that. Okay, that sounded bad. All right, I definitely need it. These beers are good, obviously. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm saying stupid stuff on the radio. That's a wrap on Brews Day. That's a wrap for me. I will be back tomorrow. Until then, see you.